Amen. If you have your Bible, I want you to open up to Genesis chapter 2, and we're going to read verse 7. I want to talk to you tonight about the life of God. Life as God lives it. The quality of life. God's life in us because He's in us. And the same quality of life that God has, we now possess in us. We're not going to have eternal life. We have it now. Eternal life has been relegated, I think, by most of the church world to heaven. Because we use the word eternal and it talks about what's going to happen. You know, and you think, when you think eternal, you think of, well, after this life here. But eternal life has begun now. It was always God's plan. Always has been God's plan for His man. When I say man, His mankind. To have His life in them. Amen? The life of God. And so here in Genesis chapter 2, let's look at that. Glory to God. Amen. You believe in God with me tonight, right? We're going to get somewhere tonight, I believe. Hallelujah. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Now the picture here is God forming man out of the dirt, out of the dust of the earth, formed the body of man. But the man, it was just a form. It was not a living thing. It was just the form of a man. And it didn't come alive until God breathed into that man the breath of life. Literally, God put himself in that man. From inside of God, it went inside of man, and man came alive. Now, that's the life of God. That's that life. Now, it was God's intention that man continue in that, but he said, in the day that you eat of this tree of knowledge of good and evil, you'll die. And when man did it, they didn't cease to exist or cease to function, but they lost that spark of the God life in them and became what we call separated from God or spiritually dead. They were still alive physically, but not alive unto God. Amen. Now you wonder, you know, people, well, why didn't God just wipe him out the moment that happened? Because that's not how God does things. All right. And besides that, I'm not God, so I don't have an answer for that. When you get to heaven, you go argue with God about it. Okay. Just ask him why he didn't do it. But he didn't. So sometimes, you know, we argue about things and we'll have to discuss things that have no. Well, what if man had not eaten? Well, what they did, so, okay. I wish we, but you can't go back and change that. That'll help some of you in life. Quit letting your past define you. You can't go back and change it anyway. Amen. Live in newness of life. Hallelujah. So I want us to go to the Gospel of John, and I want us to look at some things here. And I've been studying along these lines here for quite a while and been talking to some young ministers and some different ones that have been studying this and looking at this idea, this aspect of the life of God. And I really believe that it is a subject that, it's not a new subject, it's been around since the Bible, since God's been God, right? His life, life as God lives it, someone said. I like that definition. How did Jesus say? Remember, Jesus said, now we're not going to read verse 10. You thought I'd said John 10. We read verse 10, didn't you? But I will quote it. How did Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it how? More abundantly. I like what commentator said. Abundantly there means superior in quality and superabundant in quantity. What kind of life are we supposed to have? Superior life. Is God wanting for anything? No, he's got, his life is in us. And we're going to see why his life is in us. But let's look at the ministry of Jesus. I want you to see some things that Jesus said here concerning how he did things. Because one of the things that we see that this life produces in us and then for others as we minister are miracles. We just say he's the God of miracles. How does he do that? How does God accomplish miracles in the earth? Does God just come down and do a miracle and just... No, God works through his man. And Jesus was his man that he worked through. Right? Now remember with me Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Didn't say Jesus from heaven, did he? Said the man Jesus of Nazareth means the man Jesus, born of Mary. He anointed him with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He did it because he was anointed, not because he was God. He was God. He never stopped being God, but he laid aside. The Bible said he didn't think it anything to be robbery to be equal with God, but he laid aside his divine powers to be a man. And so when we put that together with what he said, and we'll look at it in a minute, that we're to do the works that he did. How did he do the works? Now look here in verse 38, Acts 10:30. How about John 10:38? But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I am in him. The Father is in me and I am in him. How is Jesus doing these works? He said, if you don't believe that, believe at least, but you have to believe the works, he said. And here's what you have, and by believing the works, you acknowledge this, that the Father is in me and that I am in him. Look at John 14. We'll start in verse 9. Of course, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. Jesus said, verse 9, have I been so long time with you and yet you have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how do you say, show us the Father? Believest thou not, or do you not believe? I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. Believe me, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. Now, how many of you believe Jesus did that these works took place? It's not a lie. All right, in order to do that, then, you have to believe then that the Father was in him, and he was in the Father. Because according to Jesus, it's one and the same. If the Father's not in him and he's not in the Father, you're not going to have any works. You wouldn't have any of these things. He goes on to say, verily, verily, I say unto you that he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall I do because I go unto my Father. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now look at John 17, please. John chapter 17, and let's pick up here in verse 20. John 17, 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. If you've heard me preach, you've heard me say that Jesus, this includes all of us then. One way or another, we have believed on him through the words of those that were the eyewitnesses there. That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you. Now notice this. That they may be one, just as, Father, you are in me, and I'm in you. That they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and you in me. Well, now, if Jesus is in us and God is in Jesus, then God is in us. And that is eternal life. That is the Zoe life of God. That they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and has loved them as you have loved me. Now, let's go to John chapter 1. Brother Hagin talked about, after he got up off of the bed of sickness, as he called it, how he started, based on this scripture and smart, that he had the life of God in him. And he told everyone that would listen, I'm a new creature. See, he knew that he had passed from death to life. Now listen, I want to make a statement here. Because of God's original, he put the life in man. Jesus did not come so that we could come and do what he did And the plan of redemption is not so we can go to heaven. It was to get that life back in us. Because once you have that life in you, then you have, then heaven is the result. Heaven is the fruit of the life. Now we've made heaven our focus, but in reality, it's helping somebody pass from death to life. Hebrews chapter 2 says that concerning Jesus, that he destroyed him that had the power of death, that is the devil. And he said, he came that he might destroy the works of the, well, what is it? That's that death. Satan is involved with death. God is life. Here in John 1 verse 4, in him. Now remember, he said, I in them. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. In him. So if he's in you, then you have that life. You have that life. Well, how do we get him in it? How do we get that life? How do we partake of it then? Look at John chapter 3. Again, these aren't new things, but I would say, let me talk about me. I won't talk about you. That way, you know, he's talking about, no, let me talk about me. I would say the biggest areas, when I miss, it's because of a not staying connected to the fact that God is in me and that life is in me. Brother Hagin talked about how he struggled in school. Of course, he was sick a lot, but struggled in school and had missed what almost 2 years of school. But when he got back, he started saying, I've got the life, and that life is the light of me. It's lighting me up. It's illuminating me. It's revealing things to me. And he was the only one in his class made a straight A report card. In fact, in one class, he was the only one that got an A in the class. After he got born again, he said he could pick up a history book, read an entire chapter, and then put it down and then quote it word for word. Did they test it? He said, it wasn't because I was smart. It was because of that life in me. See, that life changes us. It's God's life. Amen. John chapter 3 verse 15, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's this life, Zoe life of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How many of you believe in him? Then you have right now, not going to have, you have that life in you right now. It's what caused you to be born again. That life is the impartation of God's nature into our spirit man. That's where we become alive. Now, how many of you know you still got the same body and the same mind you had? But when you apply that life, it affects your body. It affects your mind. Now, same chapter. Look down at verse number 36. Here's John the Baptist talking concerning Jesus and how he must increase and I must decrease. And then he says this, after he said Jesus did not have the Spirit by measure. Verse 36, he that believes on the Son has everlasting life. And he that believes not the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abides on him. Now notice, what's the difference? Believing. How do you get saved? What is Romans 10 say? 10, 9, and 10. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. See, the impartation of that life comes because God has made us right with him through Jesus. And when I'm right with him, like Adam, well, when God breathed into that dirt formed man the breath of life, he could do it because he was righteous. He'd never existed. Sin had never existed in his life before. Guess what? When you're born again, you are right. It's as if sin had never existed before in your life, and God can now impart into you his life. Amen. Just as he always intended. And that life is in you now. Now, we know this about the things of God. You can have it and it not benefits you whatsoever if you don't learn how to activate it and act upon it. But if I don't know I have it, How many of you found this out? If you don't know you have it, you're not going to act on it. Right? Now let's look here in John chapter 17. Let's go to there. I've already quoted John 10:10. Look at John 17 again. Let's look at a different verse. Life. Life the way God lives it. Abundant, superior life. The life of God. The resurrection life of God. See, Paul prayed that we might know what is the great exceeding greatness of his power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Life. See, that's what he's talking about. It's through that life. Hallelujah. Hold your finger here. Go to Romans 5. Romans 5. I have to look it up here on my... Thank God for these electronic... I still like to carry my Bible, but I like these electronic things too. It helps us. Look here at Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace, oh glory to God, and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Notice he didn't say shall barely get by in life. Shall struggle in life. Oh, you know how it is. I'm just holding on till that day. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Oh, come quickly, Lord. I'm holding on. We're supposed to be reigning in life. I like here what the Amplified says. The Amplified Bible says, because one man's trespass, lapse, and offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor and the free gift of righteousness, putting them in right standing with himself, reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Not just reign as kings. Kings. What does a king want for anything? No. Hallelujah. And the thing about this is, Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we are joint heirs with him. Amen. Amen. Life. That's why Jesus could stand in front of a tomb. I'm back and go back to John 17. Jesus could stand in front of the tomb of his friend Lazarus and tell his sisters, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me shall never die. I know that at that last day, he said, no, you're not getting it. I am the resurrection and the life. I am. Every time you say I am, it means right now. Right now, I'm life. I'm life right now. That's why he could say, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth. Why? Because life had spoken. Why? Because Jesus knew that the Father was in him and he was in the Father. We could say it this way. He knew that life was in him and he was in life. In him was life. And that life was the light of man. Now John 17 verse 3. This is eternal life. That they might know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. This is that Zoe life, that life as God lives, to know God. The word know there means not just have knowledge of, but it means to be experiencing a relationship with God. It's through our vital union and relationship with God that this life is going to have effect in our life and then also affect others. See, we can minister this life to others. Amen. Hallelujah. This life. Look at John chapter 20. It's in you. It's in me. See, we've got to start thinking that way. We've got to let our thinking line up with the Word of God. And we've got to especially line our tongue up with the Word of God. Quit speaking death. Oh, I don't use the word death. No, but you speak death all the time. Anytime you speak doubt and unbelief, you're speaking death instead of life. Speak life to yourself. Oh, you know, I'm just getting older. I just forget things. Shut up, that unbelief. I had to catch myself. You know, I'd go through blank trying to think of something. I said, no. That life, I've got the life of God in me, and it's the light of men. It's lighting me. Hallelujah. And I need that filing cabinet up there to flip over faster. Amen. Ha ha, you know, we laugh about stuff that are of the devil. See, the last enemy that's going to be put underfoot is death. This aging thing. It's the last enemy God that's going to be put under death. But until this dispensation is over, it's not going to be dealt with. But it's going to be no more. And that everlasting life that we have in us is eventually going to affect this body we have. And it will live eternally. It won't be this one, but it'll be a new one. It'll be a what? A resurrected body. By what? The life of God. Now here in John said something here in verse 31. Talking about how Jesus did many signs and he did all these things, but he said they're not all written in this book. Verse 31, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. See, what is the word written for? What is it written for? That we would believe on Jesus, and the result of that is that we would have that life through his name. See, to be born again, you have to believe on the name. 1 John 3 says that's the commandment, to believe on the name of his Son and to love one another. Having that life through his name. Now see, we start connecting so many things together. When you start seeing this, that the life of God's connected, that's why we've been given the name. That name releases that life. That name releases that authority. We have authority because we have that life. 1 John, the epistle, the letter of John, 1 John chapter 5. I want to challenge you how to go through your Bible, get you a concordance so you make sure you're looking up the right words, all the Zoe family of words, Z-O-E and Z-O-A, all those, there's a family of words, go through and mark them in your Bible, in your New Testament. You're going to be amazed. You're going to be amazed at how often it's in here. Glory to God. Glory to God. 1 John 5, look at verse 11. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life. Now, when we read this, listen, how's this going to affect me? How's it going to affect you? You have to read this. This is the record that God has given to me eternal life. I liked it. My wife got me for, was that Christmas? When did you get that for a birthday? Got me one of those Bibles that has your name in it. My name in it. She got me the one that had my name, not your name. But in that Bible, it says, this is the record that God has given to Tad, eternal life. Now notice this, and this life is in his Son. Well, he's in me. And I'm in him. That's what Brother Hagin tried to teach us. Learn who you are in Christ. Because when you know who you are, you know what you have through this life. And when you know who you are and you know who's in you, and when you know what is in you, there's no sickness, no disease, no situation, no demon of hell that would dare stand before you. And when you release that life by speaking to it in the name of Jesus, it has to go. Just as much as Lazarus had to come forth, when I speak the word in faith, come on now. The same result takes place. Because why? I'm in him and he's in me. And in him is life. Amen. I didn't give it to you, Rose. If you got, look at verse 20, same chapter. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Glory to God. Now, I want you to go to Colossians chapter 1. In him. Glory to God. He's in me. Just as much as I need to understand that I'm in him, I've got to understand he's in me. He's in you. That life that raised Lazarus from the dead is in you. Glory to God. Well, what's it in there for? Does it need a place to? No, it's in there to help us, to make us be alive, to make us have life the way God lives it. To make us be able to say, Father, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, how many of you know it's not God? There's no sickness and disease in heaven. How many of you counting on that? Well, if his will is done on earth as in heaven, we don't have to have sickness and disease in our life. Well, now you just don't know. You know, again, shut up that unbelief. Get a hold of yourself. Start speaking life. Look, 1,000 may fall on my left, 10,000 on my right side with that, but it's not going to come near me in Jesus' name. And if you'll listen to me, I can help you live free from it. See, that's the attitude. That's the attitude that we have to go out into this world with. Look, I don't care if you hate me. I don't care what you have, but if you get with me, I can help you. I've got a good message. Now see, you can't go into the world with a message of condemnation. The world, they're already condemned. What do they need that for? They're already condemned. We have to go out with the message of life. Life. See, that life in me, when I know God, when I know that I'm in him and he's in me, it gets me off my mind. I don't be concerned about me. He's going to take care of me. That frees me to love you unconditionally. Now, what does that love do? It'll die for its enemies. Isn't that what Jesus did? Isn't that what God had Jesus? He died for his enemies. Glory to God. Look at Colossians 1. Let's look at verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all, everybody say all fullness dwell. He didn't leave anything out of that. In him, see, put that together with John 1. In him was life. That life was the light of men. In him should all, it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Listen to me. Listen. God put everything that you and I would ever need in Jesus because he knew he was going to put Jesus in us. So everything I need is found in him. If it's not in him, I don't need it. But it's in him. And so God put it in him. The fullness of the Godhead dwells in him because he's going to dwell in me. See, when God breathed into man the breath of life, there was no death there. It was life. What kind of life? God's life. He took from himself, out of himself, and put it in to man, and the man became a living soul. Now, chapter 2. Verse 9, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him. Oh, glory to God. Hey, we're complete in him. Glory. Why don't you start saying that? Walk around saying that. I'm complete in him. Thank God I'm in him, and he's in me, and I'm complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Woo, glory to God. I'm complete in him. I'm completely with him who is the head over all principality and power. Glory to God, there's no power of the enemy that I'm not over because I'm in him and he's in me. It's not me, but it's him and he's in me. See, it's not because of me, it's because of him, but he's in me. Amen. Hallelujah. See, that life, we're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Glory to God. Now go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. This is to say, we could come at it from this way. We don't, in turn, when I've done it in the past here, we'll come at it from another side, that the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. See? It's to say, his spirit. I mean, God explained it to us in so many different ways. He said, he will quicken. What's that mean? Make alive your mortal body. He's not talking about heaven there again. He's not going to make alive that mortal body. He's going to totally change that body. He's talking about this body. This is the mortal body. That won't be a mortal body. This is the body here that needs it. But here in Romans chapter 5, verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we talked about this here a couple weeks about being reconciled. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by his death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved, we shall be healed, we shall be delivered, we shall be made whole, we shall be kept safe, we shall receive all that God did through Jesus in his death, burial, and resurrection, and ascension and seating at the right hand of God by his life. And his life is in me. If I'm looking for healing, I don't have to go anywhere but to look on the inside. Now, the prophet said that people, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. See, if you don't know where to look, if you don't know where it is, amen. Now, think about this. Let me add this on top of this here. Well, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. These words were written, he said, that you might believe in him, and believing you might have life. The word of God, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. And it's literally the word rhema there. Now, Psalm 107 verse 20 says, and he sent his word and healed them. See, where do I have to look? Now, you hear pastors say it all the time. He said it again this morning. They'd go through things. They'd go through, you know, life. Come, what's the answer? It's another opportunity to prove that the word of God works. Why? Because that word, Jesus said this, John 6, 63, it's the spirit that gives life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are Zoe. And the word there is rhema. That revelation, that word at the moment, that word that you get that God says, here, stand on this. Here, say this. That becomes a rhema to you. When that says that, there's life in there. The life of God is inside of that rhema word to bring it to pass if we'll not become separated from it. Speak it. Hallelujah. And that's why, you know, that's why we can live above this world system and free from it because of that life. We're in this world, but we're not of it any longer. We are ambassadors, and our needs are taken care of by him being in us and us being in him, and that life in us. That life works. See, that's why we speak the word. We can just speak the word and walk away from it and expect it to take place. Because he'll probably never get, I didn't say never, but it won't. I'll give a testimony. My son, my nephew, and several other recent Raymond grads were down in Guatemala. But this past Sunday, last Sunday, they were in San Lucas at a Showers of Grace church there in San Lucas, pastored by the Bullanas family, who Nancy, their daughter, went to school here, graduated last year, not this year, but last year. And then the mother is a graduate of Rhema, Guatemala City. Just graduated this last November. But they were preaching there at that church. Well, they had preached there 2 years ago. And a man came up during this service to my son and said, I need to talk to you. You know, they get interpreted. He said, do you remember 2 years ago, I came and asked you to pray with me concerning my wife who had cancer and is not given very much time to live? And I said, sure. Yeah, sure, we'll pray. You know, two or three are gathered together, whatever. You know, asking whatever we shall touch, believing, we shall receive it. So they prayed. He prayed for them and, you know, spoke the word of God. Remember, that word is life. When it's spoken in faith, in the name of it is life. It is alive. God's word is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. That word is the agent of life. And so walked away from that. And this man came up to him here just this past Sunday. Said, you remember 2 years ago you were here and prayed for my wife. She had cancer in her body. She'd been bedridden for 9 months, given up to die. We've been raised in church. My daughter, our daughter, because of what's happened to her mother, had lost her mind. She was in an insane asylum. The entire family is walking away from, well, I came as a last resort. And he called a woman over to me and said, I want you to meet my wife. Totally healed of cancer. Here's my daughter, free, her mind, her right mind. Our entire family serving God. Why? Because of the life. The life. The life. The life that's in us. Because of Him. Why are we still here on this earth when heaven is our home? Because we are the container, just as Jesus was the agent of God's life. To everyone he came in contact with, we are the agent of God's life as his ambassadors in this earth to take, as we used to say around, hope, help, and healing to a lost and dying world out there. It's in you. It's in you. It's in you. If you'll dare to believe it, if you'll dare to act upon it, you'll see it. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my command. Act on his word. He said, and my Father and I will come. And he's what he said. We will manifest ourselves. Woo, glory to God. Well, that was a manifestation. Woman healed of cancer. Daughter delivered. In her right mind, family serving God, praising God. Hallelujah. 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 That life is in you. I don't know what's going on in your life right now, but that life is in you. 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 Hallelujah. That life is in you. It's working in you now. It's working in you now. That life, which the light of men, it's working in you now. That life, he's in you. You're in him. Glory to God. Well, where does he start and where do I end? It does. Well, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. That life is in you. Glory to God. And as far as you're concerned, it's all about him. When you testify, just make it all about him. Amen. Hallelujah. Let him get all the glory because he's the one that put his life in you. Let just you be the hands. You be the feet. You be the voice that shares and takes his life to a world that's lost and dying. Amen. That life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 You know, people wonder how in the world. Now, we got to train more. We need more men and women trained. We need more men and women trained to give life full time. But how are we going to take this? How are we going to take this gospel message to this world with so many 7.5 billion people? How are we going to get this message out? There's not enough preachers. There's not enough pulpits in the world to get it done. But there are enough Christians. We just take it out with you. You take it out with you wherever you are, wherever you go. Let that life just come out of you. You come up against a situation, you speak words of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why Wigglesworth said, I'm thousands of times bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. Amen. That's why he'd pull people up out of caskets and just say, walk in Jesus' name. And many of them did. Now, some of them didn't, but that didn't stop him because he wasn't causing them to live anyway. Amen. Life. Life. Glory to God. Life. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the life of God. God's life. The way God expected us to live and the way God lives. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, stand on your feet. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Father, we praise You. We praise You for Your life that's in us. We thank You for that life that's in us now. That life that's working right now. That's causing, affecting healings and cures to take place right now. Hallelujah. Not just here, but those who are watching. Hallelujah. They hear this. They're here. That life is working in them. It's working in us. Glory to God. That life, that life, that life. The life of God. Hey, I've got the life of God in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We used to sing it, I've got His life, His nature, and His ability. Got the life of God in me, glory to God. Amen. It's in us. 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 Ha ha. Ha ha. And the world's waiting for a manifestation of the sons of God and the daughters of God who will go forth in this life. The world has not seen a body walk. The body of Christ walked here, but these days are coming. These days are coming when the body of Christ shall go forth in that life, and death shall not be able to stand in its presence. Sickness and disease will flee at its coming. Oppression and depression and possession of the devil will go in Jesus' name. When you preach forth the word, for whoever believes in My name shall do signs, saith the Lord, and these signs shall follow you. They shall follow you. Why? Because that life is in you. God's life, God's life, everlasting life, abundance, superabundant and superior in quality, the life of God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 One of the ways to keep that life stirred up is by just speaking out and praying in other tongues. Just do it now. You say, well, I don't do that. Well, go ahead and start. The same Spirit that got you born again that baptized you in the Holy Ghost. Oh, kambadana shikle tunakostundela mampandi. Datire shigrandela bastuklo nomandalanda de shikidele. Era la masunjere klindela la bande lulumbela lambande de shike. That life. That life. E shigala tunabanda. That life. That life. That life. Oh, ha ha ha. Araba shikiri da man shikiri da to lukulu shilun magniri be. That life. That life. That life. Hey. Araba shikiri da maturu shukuri da man shikiri bindi. Iri shikiri da man pata da shikara hande. Oh, yes. Ah ha. In the name of Jesus. That life. That life. It's a light. It's a light. It's a light. It's the light of man. It's the light. It's the revelation. It's the light. Ah, the word, the word, the word, the word is life. Words of life. Hallelujah. Ah, 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 ah. Oh, thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, you know, we used to have this, remember the WWJD, what would Jesus do? You know, sometimes even more important, what would Jesus say? When you come up a situation, are you saying what Jesus said? Because whatever He spoke was life. It was infused by the Spirit of God. Are my words infused with the very life of God? Or am I speaking vain and empty words? Am I speaking words that don't line up with the Bible? But if I speak words that come from the Word of God, that Word is full of the life. When I speak it out my mouth, when you speak it out your mouth, it's alive. It'll cause life to take place. Hallelujah. 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 I speak life. Life. To every broken body in this place. I speak life. To every weakness. Oh. Ha ha ha. I speak life and light to every person that during mental torment right now in Jesus' name. Be free in that life. Start declaring, I have the life. I have life. I can't be depressed. I got life. I can't be in darkness. I've got the light. Glory to God. Darkness flee in Jesus' name. Depression go in Jesus' name. I got life. I got life. Glory to God. Woo. When you start living that way, you say, I can't go under for going over. Glory to God. The life keeps trying to suck me under, but I keep going over. Every time the life goes, sucks me down, I just shoot on top. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That life. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I think if somebody shout, I shout with them. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. If you're here tonight and you're not born again, you're not a partaker of that life. But tonight you can leave this place full of the life of God. Born again. Born again. I'm here to tell you tonight, Jesus is alive and well. He's born your sin. He took it upon himself. God's not holding it against you any longer. I got good news for you. Be reconciled to God, because he's reconciled himself. He's made peace already. Come and partake of that peace tonight if you don't know him. Don't leave this place tonight. In fact, if you're here tonight, I want to know, if you are not reconciled to God, you know you're not born again, I want you to raise your hand. I want to pray for you. Anybody. Just looking across anywhere in the auditorium. I don't want to take the opportunity. We got this great opportunity here. Everybody, just ask your neighbor right now. You got that life in you? Just ask him. Just be bold. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, when we dismiss here in just a moment, if you need prayer for anything, ladies, come to the ladies, men to the men. They're going to pray with you according to the word of God. Why? Because that word is the word of life. I'm going to minister life to you. Amen. Connection team, if you'll find our first-time guests tonight, go with them. Give them that gift on behalf of Pastor and Mrs. Hagen. Thank you for being with us. Now, let's give them a big, big hand clap for being with us tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Gentlemen, we clear. Pastor be here Wednesday night. Hour of power. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody before you leave, you've got the life of God in you, and I've got the life of God in me, and you can be dismissed. Amen.